Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Stepping into the hollow tree, Alice once again found herself in the long, low hall with doors on every side. She ran to the glass table, picked up the little golden key, and unlocked the door that led into the beautiful garden. It didn't matter that she was too tall to go through the doorway, for she still had a piece of the caterpillar's mushroom in her pocket. She nibbled at this to make herself shrink. And soon she was standing among the bright flower beds and cool fountains of the garden. Nearby, there was a large rose tree. The roses growing on it were white, but three gardeners were busily painting them red.
"Look out now, Five," said one of them. "Don't go splashing paint over me like that."
"I couldn't help it, Two," said Five sulkily. "Seven jogged my elbow."
Before Seven could reply, Alice stepped forward and said, rather timidly,
"Would you tell me, please, why you are painting those roses?"
"What, the fact is, miss," said Two,
"this here ought to have been a red rose tree, and we put a white one in by mistake. If the Queen was to find out, we should all have our heads cut off, you know. So you see, miss, we are doing our best before she comes to."
At this moment, Five, who had been anxiously looking across the garden, called out,
"The Queen! The Queen!"
The three gardeners threw themselves flat upon their faces, and Alice turned round to see 10 soldiers carrying clubs. They were all shaped like the three gardeners, oblong and flat, with their hands and feet at the corners. Behind them were courtiers, ornamented all over with diamonds, and then the 10 royal children, all ornamented with hearts. Next came the guests. They were mostly kings and queens, but among them was the white rabbit. Then the knave of hearts followed, carrying the king's crown on a crimson velvet cushion. And last of all came the king and queen of hearts. When the grand procession arrived opposite Alice, they all stopped and looked at her.
"Who is this?" said the queen severely. "What's your name, child?"
"My name is Alice, so please, your majesty," said Alice. She said this very politely. But at the same time, she thought, "Why, they're only a pack of cards, after all. I needn't be afraid of them."
"And who are these?"
said the queen, pointing to the three gardeners. They immediately jumped up and began bowing to the king, queen, and everybody else.
"Leave off that," screamed the queen. "You make me giddy. What have you been doing to the rose tree?"
"Might, please, your majesty," said Two, very humbly. "We were trying..."
"Off with their heads!"
shouted the queen. "Don't worry," whispered Alice to the gardeners. "You shan't be beheaded." As the procession moved off, Alice hid the gardeners in a large flower pot. Three soldiers wandered about for a minute or two, looking for them, and then marched off after the others.
"Can you play croquet?"
shouted the queen. It seemed that the question was meant for Alice. When she replied that she could, she was ordered to join the procession, and she found herself walking next to the white rabbit. "Where's the Duchess?" she said.
"Hush, hush," said the rabbit nervously. "She boxed the Queen's ears, and now she's under sentence of execution. You see, she came rather late, and the Queen said..."
"Get to your places!"
shouted the Queen. People began running about in all directions, but after a minute or two, they settled down and the game began. It was the most curious game of croquet Alice had ever seen. The balls were live hedgehogs, the mallets live flamingos, and the soldiers had to double themselves up and stand on their hands and feet to make the hoops. Everyone played at once, quarrelling all the while and fighting for the hedgehogs, who frequently unrolled themselves and walked away.
In a very short time, the Queen got into a terrible rage and went about shouting, "Off with his head!" or "Off with her head!" Alice was beginning to wonder how she might get away without being seen when she noticed something rather curious in the air. After watching it for a minute or two, she realized that it was the grin of the Cheshire Cat.
"How are you getting on?" she asked.
Alice waited until his whole head appeared and then began to tell him about the croquet game.
"Who are you talking to?"
said the King as he came up to Alice.
"It's a friend of mine, a Cheshire Cat," said Alice.
"I don't like the look of him at all," said the King.
He looked round for the Queen and called,
"My dear, I wish you would have this cat removed."
"Off with his head,"
said the Queen. The King hurried off and returned with the executioner. But instead of an execution, there was a very loud argument. The executioner said he could not cut off a head unless there was a body to cut it off from.
"Don't talk such nonsense," shouted the King. "It's obvious that anything that has a head can be beheaded."
"If something is not done soon," screeched the Queen, "I'll have everybody executed."
They all turned to Alice and asked her what she thought. "The cat belongs to the Duchess," she said. "You better ask her about it." The Queen ordered the executioner to fetch the Duchess from prison. But by the time she arrived, the cat's head had completely disappeared.
"You can't think how glad I am to see you again,"
said the Duchess, tucking her arm into Alice's. Then she squeezed up close and rested her chin on Alice's shoulder. It was very sharp. Alice wanted to ask her if it was only the pepper that had made her so savage when they had met in the kitchen. But before she could do so, the Queen stood, frowning, in front of them.
"Either you or your head must come off," she shouted.
The Duchess was gone in an instant, and the Queen returned to her game of croquet. However, she never stopped quarrelling with the other players and shouting,
"Off with their heads!"
After an hour, they had all been arrested. With the game at an end, she turned to Alice and asked if she had met the Mock Turtle.
"No," said Alice. "I don't even know what a Mock Turtle is."
"It's the thing Mock Turtle soup is made of," said the Queen. "Come on, and he shall tell you his history."
They walked along together, and soon they came upon a griffin, lying fast asleep in the sun.
"Up, lazy thing," said the Queen, "and take this young lady to the Mock Turtle. I must go back and see to some executions I've ordered."
The griffin sat up and watched as the Queen walked out of sight.
"What fun," he said, and chuckled. "It's all her fancy, that. They never execute anybody, you know. Come on."
Alice thought that she had never been so ordered about in all her life. But she followed him along the beach, and presently they saw in the distance the Mock Turtle, sitting alone on a rock.